Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
F it. I don't give a shit. I'm sorry.
Mike,
I could care less about
Are you not going to watch it now?
I'm not going to watch it tonight. It's too many talking heads, too much overanalysis. F you and your families too.
See, I predicted you would be disappointed.
Damn it.
What if it was really classic Carnage where no side was revealed? It was just Carnage.
I wouldn't be interested in it. Well, I mean, it depends. It depends.
Bless you, Mike. You were so close to saying you wouldn't do it, and then you
No,
did.
I watch it because the only reason it's showing up is because of my patriotism. My zeal for seeing
Your
the
zeal
good guys
for
win.
Liberty, yes.
And I'm thin with my hair. I do scalp.
Yeah.
Pits, crotch.
Man, my crotch. I really need it.
That's so disgusting. Please stop talking because I have got a mental picture right now that is you naked, and I
Mike,
have to erase that. I'm not
going
to be able to continue.
Like a
Grand stop
Pyrenees.
It. Stop
horrible.
It. Please, God.
Need a brush.
God, that's so horrible.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
What do you do?
Sometimes that just comes up too quick.
Mike, well, I mean, I'm all for nutrition. But after I start the show open, then you open and eat, what is that, a health bar of some sort?
I was...
I watched it happen.
There's a reason. It's been an odd morning.
Yes, I know this.
I think it's because I've got a little of my son's cold. Not bad, hopefully.
Not badly.
But I have no answer. We were working right up until we started the recording.
I know, and you know, you're not... We both are people that always have a beverage at our hand, but you're not a big eater prior or during to the show.
No.
And you really
not like
did.
Like other people.
You really
Yeah, I'm
did.
Doing I'm like god, I'm
Stop it. No,
him
don't.
Today.
Let's not explore that.
Jeez.
I was going to
really
say
am.
It, but
really
I shan't.
Late,
I shan't.
Like super late. Late,
but I mean,
late, and
when
then
I
eating.
Started the opening
That's
tape.
That's not, I don't want in any way, shape, or form, I don't want anybody on this program.
Yes.
To think that anything is changing.
Nothing.
Make sure you know that. Punctuality yes. is still, and I won't do that ever again. I just realized that. That is not cool to take a bite of a protein bar right before I'm going to go on the air. That is not cool. I will not do that again. I promise you. I promise you. I promise
what
you.
What happens if in the future, Mike, if I hit the show open and I see some sort of granola slash health slash energy bar.
Take out produce. The ordinance. Take out the ordinance and blow me up like my videos that I've been watching.
Okay. All right. That's up to you. But
me,
you see, I
say,
would have allowed yes. you time for a decent snack before the show. Had you asked.
I know you would have. I want to thank Oz and also Rob for humoring me today because we had a moment that allowed me to be a good dad. And it really
just
it really
a moment
felt so good. It was just it really felt so good today. All right, here's the deal. Thursdays in the O'Mara household are a bit of a fire drill.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. O'Mara's usual normal busiest day of the week at her brick and mortar store mm-hmm. down here in Fort Myers. And we tape early now, so I have to kind of get my son rousted a little earlier than normal and get him down to school, and then it's here, and we tape a show. And the
so
schedule,
you wake him.
I think Rob would agree, has been pretty pretty good. We
oh, I love it. So you wake him, prep, then take him to school, then ideally.
I prep, wake him. And then take him to school.
Okay.
And have some downtime where we'll do something like this morning we watched the highlights of the Red Sox-Guardians game last night. So that's what we've been doing. So, but I usually have to nudge a little bit to get him out of the house by about 5 after 7, which
He's
is
that
the
age, though.
Early
that's,
time. He's that
that's
age.
That's the age.
And it'll come into play that age, too. But... it's typical for the age, I understand, as they're making the transition between having parents do everything for them to where they have to kind of be responsible for their own stuff. So I say, Michael, got to get going. And then I come around the corner. He's got his belt on. He's getting himself ready. He says, I'll meet you out in the car. I go out to the car, 1-1000, 2-1000. I can't stand it when I say I'll meet you out in the car, and somebody's not on the out in the car by 2 minutes. Drives me nuts. But then he pops out. And he pops out, and he's got the teary face. He's got no shoes on, no socks on, and he's going like that. And I said, what? And I'm impatient, and
sure.
But I'm like, what is the deal? He's like, my backpack. I said, you can't find it? No. I said, well, it's not that you can't find it. It's in Mom's car, isn't it, where you left it yesterday, right? And we go in. We go through the futile exercise of looking for his backpack because – we're just doing it. Although
and even though you know you're not going to find it.
No, it's in his bedroom or it's on the chair at the breakfast bar.
Right.
That's it. Two locations, not going to be
like anywhere
else.
It's not like losing an earring. It's a backpack.
No,
you're going to spot
it. It's a backpack.
It. Yeah.
Now, he's done all his homework because I watched him do it yesterday, and I know it's done. However, he don't have it. Mrs. O'Mara was out of the house at about 6:45 to go down to wash faces. Early face washing this morning.
Yes.
And so I know it's there. And I said, okay, look, it's in Mom's car. I call Mom. I said, we have to leave. We have to go.
Yes.
And it starts out with the discussion of let's call Mom. Mom confirms the backpack.
How's Mom's demeanor?
Chill.
Okay, good.
Ready for
good.
The day. Organized. Ready to go.
Because if you had gotten her out of a washing, she probably would have been upset.
Unflustered.
Great.
She's unflustered. I'm unflustered.
Mm-hmm.
The plan at this particular time is that I will get the backpack after I drop him off at school, and I will return it to the school by lunchtime. I will get it there. I look, and he's I'm not looking at him because I'm looking at the road, and he's in the back seat.
Right.
And so he says, yep, that's okay. I said, great. And I figure, problem solve it.
Yeah.
Then I look in the back seat and I see tears again.
Oh.
And he starts telling me about the teachers that are chill about the homework and the teachers that are not chill. And apparently the social studies teacher is not necessarily chill. Don't ask me to know the teachers that are I know the Spanish teacher, there's the homeroom teacher, there's the language arts. They're the different teachers, and
every teacher has a personality, and each classroom has a different environment, and you got to learn to deal with that. Yeah.
So at this point, I decide it's time for me at roughly 7:30 probably to call the most cooperative man in the room and have Rob notify that we're going to run 30 minutes late.
You notified Oz.
Sorry, Oz.
That was at 6:51, Oz.
Hey, Oz.
Yeah.
Getting tired of this exercise.
I don't know. There was some renewed interest in it yesterday.
Yeah, there's
online.
Interest. There's interest.
Yeah, I can't
for
say
sure.
too much. Every time I say something, they all post
I know.
On
they
there.
Jump on you. They jump on you. I get it. That's how it works.
I love
and
that, it.
And the sleuth thing is, and Rob would do it till
forever.
We were all dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
So getting back to, I call the most cooperative man in the world, Rob, who always makes me feel everything's chill and it's
did
okay.
I not explode this morning?
You did not lose it, nor would I lose it with you.
I know.
So it was at that point I said, okay, well, I'm going to get it before school. I'll drop you off, or we could probably pick up the backpack and get to Mommy's office, come back to school, and I could get you in before the deadline, which is 8 a.m.
It would be close, though.
It would be close. Do you want to do that? And he says, yeah, Dad. And at this point, I kick it into – I'm doing the math, all right? There's a 10-minute fluctuation everywhere in this area during rush hour. And it can be influenced by traffic lights. It can be influenced by people that are just, what would the word be? Oh, yes, stupid.
Mike, it's not something I say very often, but you and I can be so much alike because right. we both detest being late. And when we get right. in a situation like that, we each become Oppenheimer. We yeah. start figuring out variables and variants. Right. And if this happens and if that happens, and you yep. determined it could be done.
Carla is, all right, I'll give you the layout of home to school. Home okay. to school is a 20 to 30 minute window.
Because so of the variance.
So at the
yeah.
max, it can be a little, no, I should say it's a 15 minute. Because if it gets real bad, it'd be a 20 to 35 minute window.
Okay.
Michael's school to my wife's is about a 15 minute window with a chance for 20 minutes. So okay. it can be 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
The idea is at this point, it's 7:30. I'm going to take the left-hand turn. I'm going to shoot down to the other main drag, barring any traffic. And I assume we're going to be going against traffic, and right. we should be okay.
And once so, you've made that turn, you're committed. There's
committed,
no coming back.
And what's the word? I'm not only committed, it becomes, in my sick, twisted mind, a quest.
Of course.
It is now not just a quest to get the backpack, and there's absolute, if he's 5 minutes, 10 minutes late walking, it's nothing. There right. is no issue.
But you don't want it. You do not
I
want
don't
it.
Don't want it because I want to be the good dad.
Yes,
I
of
really
course.
Do. And I am here to say that because of the understanding with everybody on the show, thank you, Oz. Thank you, Rob. I was able to pick up the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I was able to make it 2 minutes to spare was because Mrs. O'Mara, who didn't have her first client, or her first client might have been running late, which of course is a client can run late. La, 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 la. She comes out to the parking lot as yes. we are driving in to the parking lot of her brick and mortar store, reaches in, hands it with the car, the wheels hardly stop on the car, she transfers the backpack to the back seat where my son is waiting.
You know what I picture, and I've seen this with Julia happen before, is when trains used to pick up the mail, and it was just a bag
on a hook.
Hanging. Yes,
on a hook, right?
And you got to grab it, and then
it's exactly
and the car never stopped. That's great.
I get the backpack, and then it becomes the quest, and I the only thing preventing me from getting there are what I call the BS lights. And anybody that lives in a trafficy area knows what I'm talking about, where, where some community of two homes
yes.
somehow bribed a city or state or county official
tons of graft.
to get their own. It's pure effing graft. And that's the word for it. It's graft where sleazeball developer has a room full of Russian hookers with sleazeball county commissioner, and as they're getting their weens serviced, they hatch the scheme to put a light in a place that absolutely totally does not need a light.
I didn't realize the extent of the situation in the office. That's pretty impressive.
No, but there's this light. I don't even know what the road. We'll call it Graft Road.
Okay.
It was Graft Road that looks seriously like it's almost a dirt road. And this is an 8 minute light.
Mike, it's the intersection at the end of Castaway.
With
one light.
And it might as well have been a 30 minute light. And I'm like, this is the light. This is the light right before the main drag that takes me to his school.
Yeah, the intersection of Graft and Ween.
This is the intersection of Graft and Ween is going to be the light that prevents me from getting to my kid's school prior to 8 a.m. And finally it clicks. And
yes.
then I come up to the main drag. The main drag is an access road that yields onto the main drag that goes by my kid's school.
Okay.
And there is an access lane.
Perfect.
But the absolute moron at the front of four cars
does not seem to perceive the word merge, that you go into your own lane because this person, out of fear and not driving in traffic and should not be on the road at all, they should be in a casket, is making the determination that they will just stop as opposed to be when you to see someone in an access lane for merging that is just stopped like it's a stop sign is maddening. However, with that said, hit the last two lights before the kids school.
Magical.
I get there at 7:58:30. Not that I had a second hand on my watch, but I am at, in the middle of all this.
Michael out of a running car.
No, we pull in. As we pass the last light, I feel the little hand with a pat on my shoulder.
Aww.
And he says, "Dad, you're the best." And it's so small a moment, but it's so huge a moment when
that's
your world.
Great.
And that's my world, folks. And I was so happy. And I had a spring in my step. And I had I came in here in the greatest mood I've been in. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. And I was in a fine mood until the access to this studio is laundry room. And I am here to say...
Oh, that's true. You got to go through
there will
the
be a
room.
Discussion, fortunately, when I'm calmed down, that will explain to my wife that when you are of an advanced age, if you're going to put an effing minefield in my path when I'm going through a small area, which means basket, 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 on the effing floor, put it somewhere where there's room.
Yeah.
Not where I can hardly open the door, and then I trip on the rug, sending needles of pain into my crotch. I'm getting it all out of my system before we continue.
It's healthy,
the
Mike. Go, baby, go.
God. And then I had to gather myself once again. So I am delighted to say that I was able to have a dad moment. I even got my Waze on the phone right
father
now,
like you know? Son, was he also staring at a clock?
No, he's just chill. He was chill as soon as the backpack was in his possession. He starts talking and in his happy mode. And I'm the one. By the way, I have created this quest because of my abnormal personality. I have created this quest for no reason. It's the same thing if you go
competitive, Mike. That's it.
Is that what it is?
You're competing against the clock.
I'm competing against the clock.
Yeah.
I'm competing, and now...
You won.
Rob knows the reason why, and Rob now more than ever. Because I'm not trying to cast aspersions, but we had a problem with that clock on this show.
Yeah.
For many, many, many years. So I am happy to say that
you're the best. Good to have you.
And it was so satisfying. And it is because of my competitive nature.
Yeah.
If I'm going to, say, a spring training baseball game, and the people that come down here that have never been to a spring training game, that don't live here, don't realize that JetBlue Park has two entrances. And almost more enjoyable to me than the game itself is to wing by at 50 miles per hour the 6 mile long chain of cars going into the first lot that by the way will eventually be closed anyway, and come up to the people who are in the
thank you, Nikki,
and zip into the parking lot.
It's great,
but it's me.
I've been to enough games at the Richmond, the Flying Squirrels. I know a secret parking spot. Not only is it free, it's closer.
It makes you
feel like $1 million.
Gives you we are simple men. Who
do you remember
simple joys in life?
Do you remember the secret entrance to the train at Union Station?
Up on the top
The parking deck, and it would drive.
I still remember that. We loved that, right?
God, it was the greatest. It was when
the
you
elevator,
feel you've got that edge.
The
yeah.
escalator was it? No, it was the escalator. No, that
I
went
think
right
it was
down,
just. I think it was steps, but it took you right to the platform.
Right to the platform, where
away
you were.
From all the rubes that are waiting for the platform to open.
And nobody
Nobody knew about it.
Nobody.
At Union Station in Washington, D.C. It was a spectacular, wonderful thing, and it was great. It was great. Yeah. So let me, I just wanted to say thank you allowing me
All right.
to do this.
Are you ready to start the show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I got to start the show.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Didn't you play the thing already? We did start the show.
It was a joke. It was a joke because you just came shot out of a cannon.
I'm a little wound up today. And
I know, I can tell.
I stayed up a little late watching my my latest go to, starting to tire on the slot machine videos and starting to go to.
How could that ever wear thin?
Because I can't sit there and watch them not hit, and a lot of these guys. But it makes it more real when they don't hit. But it still can be.
But you crave the action, real drag.
Yeah. I want to see them win. My go to now. I don't know how this popped onto my feed.
Oh boy,
this is really not cool. But I can't help myself. I have to be honest. I have to tell you that I am now. There are videos you will see on the YouTube preview screen, and it will be like this open, decimated, war-torn field with these tiny Russian flags all around it. I don't know if you've seen these. No, you don't. You don't get the same feeds as
I do. Mike, our feeds are extraordinarily different.
That's it'll probably be the name of the show today because my my go-tos seemingly lately are, and this is sick, death and sex. That's what it is, death from above. The drones that they are using in the war against the invading force of the evil enemy, the Russians, are shown on video.
Might be a little dark for a show title.
it's dark. Yes. And it's my and I'm watching them because the drones are getting these tanks and armored vehicles and the secret headquarters where the Russians are running their operations. And you'll see the drone just fly right through a window and kaboom, no more enemy. And,
I believe it's pronounced drone, we've decided.
And they are also narrated by AI. Oh, can I tell you, since I'm digressing all over the place?
Yeah.
I am working on an impression of the AI guy.
I know exactly who you mean. Yes, I do.
He's got the hyper dramatic voice.
Yep. Uh-huh.
This way, that guy. I haven't gotten it right yet, but that's the voice that I'm working on now. People don't realize that that's the tone that he uses. I'm getting there. I think a good study guide for you would be
he also narrates short jokes. Walks into a bar. Yes.
All right.
So you can look for that.
Then I'll tell you a joke in the AI voice.
Okay, great, right.
Three leprechauns walk into a bar. They're all complaining to one another. The first leprechaun says, "I am so sick of my little feet. I have tiny, tiny little feet, and I'm tired of people looking at them. And it's even difficult to keep my balance on my little feet. The only thing that these would be good for is to set some sort of world record." One of the other leprechauns says, "Well, there's a world record office just down the street. Why don't you go in and see if you qualify?" The leprechaun with the little feet leaves the bar. And I'll tell it my own way. So the leprechaun leaves the bar.
But, Mike, the voice is pretty damn close.
Thank you.
I love it.
So the guy, leprechaun with little feet leaves the bar, comes back like 20 minutes later, said, "That's it. I won. I've got it. I have the world record for the smallest feet." So the next leprechaun goes, "Well, I should go down there and check it out and find out about my hands." Uh-huh. Because I've got the smallest hands of anybody. People stare at my hands all the time because they're ridiculous. Yeah. Even that Saturday Night Live sketch with Kristen Wiig, my hands are smaller than that. People look at my hands. I should go down to those. Go ahead. And so goes down, 20 minutes, comes back, says, "I got it. I now officially have the world's record for smallest hands."
Okay.
And the third leprechaun, who has been complaining about, "Well, I should go down too. I'm embarrassed by this because I have the smallest, wing."
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been-
There's that
really,
word
it's,
again.
It's super, super small, and it's been a source of angst with all of my relationships, and it's been terrible, but it's so tiny, maybe I could have a world record. So we'll go down to the office. So he goes down to the office. 20 minutes goes by. He doesn't show up. About 35 minutes, he finally comes back, and his face is red, and he's angry. He said, "Did you get the world record for the smallest thing?" And he shakes his head angrily. No. He said, "Well, why not?" He said, "I don't know, but who is this Rob Spiewak guy?"
Stop it!
Bada bing, bada bing, bang, bada boom.
Come on,
bada bing,
on.
Bang, boom,
how
bada
dare
bang,
you.
Bang. But anyway.
But I like when you personalize a joke to me. That makes it funny.
And I use the AI guy. This is supposed to be the Russians are hiding out under the house. Unbeknownst to them, a Ukrainian drone is about to fly through the window. No more Russians. But yeah, I hope that, look, I'm somebody who considers them the enemy. I think they've always been the enemy, and they invaded Ukraine.
Mike, don't try to make it like you're being a supporter of one side or the other. You just like the death and destruction.
No, I wouldn't look at it if it was Ukrainians getting blown. Not in your life. I like to see the bad guys get it. To me, it's almost the same as out there killing Nazis.
And if
I've offended anybody with that, perhaps
you do like
I
dark
have.
And you like darkness and violence, though. You do. This has been proven.
You
faces of death.
You don't care for it.
Not so much. I mean, I'll occasionally peek in, but I
what
mean,
what pops up on your feed? Just out of curiosity.
It. Oh my God, you'd hate it.
Like Gene Kelly videos?
Well, there's musicals. There's a lot of
Donald O'Connor.
Lots of Three Stooges stuff, Elvis stuff, Beatles stuff, a lot of music stuff because it gets to know you.
Anything that would be unusual, anything that people might be surprised at because your search history dictates what pops up on your feed.
Well, there's some crush videos.
No, there aren't. No, come on. People want to know.
Okay, the top of my feed right now is Dave Letterman delivering his Late Show marquee sign to the winner from the Dave Letterman page. Here's Rush Limbaugh on Scott Shannon, the best of the Flintstones.
What do you mean, like guest spotting on Shannon?
I think he's commenting on Shannon.
All right, let me go to mine. Because yours is, but that's interesting, that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to YouTube right now.
Well, here's outtakes from The Breakfast Club. Here's an episode of our show.
I'll go right through the list, okay?
Okay.
Astros versus Cubs highlights.
Okay, valid.
Marjorie Taylor Greene humiliated by new nickname. Even Republicans. Oh, no.
What now?
See, it gives me. Well, you know, she does not support aid to Ukraine.
Okay.
So you know what the nickname is she has? It's on the cover of the New York Post.
What's that?
Moscow Marjorie.
See, that's a good nickname. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Rolex Daytona white gold black diamond dial oyster bracelet 11650.
Why would that need to be on YouTube? A video of a watch?
Yeah, they'll show.
Could you just do a picture of that, couldn't you?
They'll show a demonstration. But let me go down a little further here.
I have a Mike Ray Stevens.
Is the new PXG Black Ops driver something special? And then MAGA host learns he's been lied to in real time on air, live on air.
See, you like the darkness.
I do not like the darkness.
Yeah, that's
the
a guy
driver. The death. I got baseball highlights. I've got a funny name for MTG, and I've got a watch and a driver.
That's here's a visit to Sears with mom in 1977. Ray Stevens sings Along Came Jones on the Andy Williams Show. They couldn't be more different, Mike.
Another Molly Z propagandist was eliminated in Ukraine. I got a lot of Ukraine stuff.
You do.
It's got the Z. You know how they put Z's on their
Of course.
On their tanks and all that. And then officer involved shooting kills violent felon. I'm not a normal person.
No, you're not. So you come home from bowling and this is what you do? You watch that?
I'm not proud of this. I'm not proud. It's just it's a window into your soul.
Do you ever watch the fishing videos anymore with the hot women?
No, long gone.
Okay.
Long gone.
And that's not even in your feed anymore.
Yeah. And then the shorts they're all over they're the same. You know,
yeah.
I've got a Joe Rogan Fear Factor fight.
Fight.
He's got a fighter. It's very odd. It's very, very strange. But that's the ABCs of me, and I do support. You think I'm watching it just to watch carnage? I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it because I like the I like my team to win.
What if it was really classic carnage where no side was revealed? It was just carnage.
I wouldn't
that?
Be interested. Well, I mean, it depends. It depends.
Bless you, Mike. You were so close to saying you wouldn't do it, and then you
No,
did.
I watch it because the only reason it's showing up is because of my patriotism. That's what it is.
Is that it?
My zeal for seeing
the
good guys win.
Your zeal for liberty, yes.
No, I mean, it's just you want the good guys to win, Rob. That's what it is, you know? Meanwhile, you're wasting your time watching David Letterman present a sign to somebody. I mean, what's the deal with that?
Do you think that you're watching that video helps anything? Seriously.
No. It shows my interest. I am interested in the conflict. You're not.
No, I'm not.
You could care less.
I want the good guys to win.
You care about the conflict. If the Russian thugs were knocking on your door, then you'd care about it.
If the Russian
we're going to take away your dog Sebastian, send him to a gulag, then you'd care.
If the Russians attacked Gene Kelly, then I'd get involved. If they started to do that,
I would be pissed. I love to start the show with mindless chatter like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And part of the mindless chatter is when we do a little dream analysis. And this is my dream from last night.
You've had a busy 24 hours.
Yeah, it's been busy. I woke up and I remembered it. And I rarely remember my dreams. But this one, maybe because we've done the Nutrafol commercials for so long.
Sure.
I had a dream that I was treating my scalp with the hair loss products, which involves putting a little line of the stuff in there and then massaging it into your scalp. And I usually do it right up here in the front area. And I'm thin with my hair. And
on your body now, Mike. Everything is thin.
I do scalp, pits, crotch.
Yeah, man, my crotch. I really need it.
That's so disgusting.
It's coming
out,
Mike.
I am putting a please stop talking because I've got a mental picture right now that is you naked, and I have to erase that. I'm not going to be able to continue.
I'm shedding like a Grand Pyrenees.
Stop it, please, God.
Need a brush.
God, that's so horrible.
I love it.
All right, so let me just regain my composure here.
Okay.
So the dream consists of I'm rubbing this into my scalp and in the front because the back is fine.
Well, yeah.
I think the back is fine. And then I hold up a mirror just to see if I need a haircut in the back, if I need to trim it. And I look, and in the back is this giant, like cue ball smooth, shiny bald spot. Massive. Like the whole crown of my head is exposed.
Hair.
And I suddenly realize in this dream, and I panic, that I am totally and completely bald, and that the only hair I have is this tuft of hair in the front that I've been combing over.
Right.
And it's a terrible, terrible feeling, because also what has shown up on my feeds, it all seems related to the inner cookie of my brain. I've seen these spectacular toupee videos where a bald guy will take Rob. I would have the show pop for it to get you one of the. They have things now, Rob.
Yes.
That are rubberized stick'em based.
I saw one
hair.
Where the guy had it was he looked like Mr. Clean, and then he put on a mustache, a beard, and a toupee, and he looked like Ryan Gosling. I was shocked at how effective.
There's one that I have where you see him. He removes the sticky backing from the tube, and then he puts this little tiny patch of hair, but it looks like he's had the head shaved on the side, and he's got full hair up on top. That's the one I thought about for you, where with your love of crew cuts, how much do you think, what do you think those, you know, there's
they've got to be hundreds of dollars. They've got to be hundreds.
There's a place where I used to get my hair cut, where they were called like the cuttery and prosthetics, where they put the hair and they called them hair prosthetic. What? They did. It wasn't
cuttery
an artificial
and prosthetics.
Leg.
It's funny.
It had prosthetics in the name.
Yeah.
God, I'd love to call my wife right now, but she's working. Mike, I would love to see. Can you investigate it and
find out? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would love to have a beautiful shock of black hair.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Mike, if you dream about losing your hair, it may reflect a fear of actual hair loss, but also could be about worries related to things like death, disease, or loss of sexual appeal.
Oh, well, that's been going on for a long time.
But, I mean, does any of that sort of jive with you? It could also mean you're before a personal transformation. Now that could be your weight loss because you're in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm you know, I'm not.
Also, it could indicate you're at a crossroads and you need to make a decision.
You know what? Once again, I said hair prosthetics cost, mm-hmm. and then immediately it goes to transplants. And
no,
it goes
I don't want a transplant.
I want to, but that's all they're, that's the grift. They're grabbing you. They want to get into the pocket.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. I don't want
to. Maybe you need to go to Amazon.
Undetectable hair. This is like giving me videos. I want all of it.
No, you want, you want to buy. You want to purchase. You got money and you're burning a hole in your pocket.
All right. Hair. All right. How about toupee cost?
Yeah. That's
I always thought of toupee as something you had to either tie on. Glue was not really
tape. I always thought it was taped.
Yeah. Well, maybe, but this,
like
this
is like a two-sided tape.
All right. There you go. $249. It looks like a really amazing one right here.
It's a
$229 for a great one.
I'm seeing 150, 140 on
I'm seeing 1,173 for this one.
That's too much.
Expensive. 200. I'm seeing 200.
Yeah, and that's where that's kind of jives with what I see on Amazon. And I'm not sure I'd go through Amazon.
Why not?
Because I would like to go through a company that is not just putting their stuff up on a random website that appeals to everybody. I think I'd
the price ranges from around $100 to $1,000. In addition to the hair piece itself, you also have to consider maintenance costs. What? Washing it? And the price of necessary accessories like a wig stand. Do you ever wonder, really, being cue ball bald like you are, that what it might look to have a...
I would love to see what it looks like before I drop the money, but understand, I am not cue ball bald. I shave my head.
Yeah, but you're bald. Come on.
No, I got... Look, I mean,
come on.
I got it. Okay, I'll tell you. I'm a few days overdue. I'll show you where I have hair. I have hair here.
Very here little. On this side.
No,
you wouldn't be able to grow. You wouldn't be able to grow it out where you would be able to do a comb over.
Sure, I could.
No,
the main bald spot is on the back.
You've always been in. Have you not always been in denial?
Well, Mike, there were times that I should have been in denial, but I'm not denying the fact that, for example, remember when I was terribly under the weather and I went a month or so without cutting my hair, and I had hair. I do have it. It's just I don't.
Take your headphones off. Let's take a peek here. All right, let me see. Lean forward. Yeah, that's shiny. That's shiny. That's not because of a razor. That's because there's nothing up there.
Well, there's some on the sides.
How about turn? Yeah, some on the sides. You have side. You have male pattern baldness.
I do.
Right? Yeah. Can I see the back? Can I see
sure.
the back? Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. That now I remember. Oh, okay. All right, there you go. There you go. That's
there
a ton
is some
of hair.
There. Yeah.
That's a ton of hair. So if you got the one that sits right at the top of your head, like
yes.
you've had the, so you'd look badass if you had that.
You think?
You would look bad. Yes, that would be a badass look for you.
Would it be a crew cut or should I get something a little more fashionable? I mean, a crew cut would be expected, but if I got something a little more fashionable.
It's not, you call it a crew cut because you live in 1945.
I always liked short hair, except when I grew it out.
You know the modern styles that you see in barbershops.
Yeah.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't call it a crew cut. Right now, you can have the type of, a lot of the youngsters are cutting their hair that way. And if you put it with your stubble on the side and you had long up on the top, I'm going to ask you this, all kidding aside, would you ever, if it looked good enough, would you wear it out and about?
I would.
Okay, good. Okay.
I would
That's cool.
Here's where I would go out in public. I don't think I'd wear it to like a family function where people know me and they would
where everybody
say,
knew you. Right.
What the hell is he trying to do? Who's he trying to fool?
But you could wear it to an appearance.
Sure. Or a nightclub.
Right?
Yeah,
that
restaurant.
Would be that. Now they say generally ultra thin skin toupees last 3 to 4 weeks while lace ones last 1 to 4 months.
That's it.
Monofilament toupees boast the most extended lifespan, stretching to 6 to 12 months with care. Hair type also impacts longevity.
Doesn't that seem short to you?
I'm going to finish the sentence here.
Okay. All right.
Monofilament toupees boast the most extended lifespan, stretching to 6 to 12 months with care. Hair type also impacts longevity, with Chinese hair being durable.
That sounds great.
I'm just reading it from
from
the
internet. These are the facts. But didn't you? I knew a guy, and I'm sure he's passed by now, but he was an auto mechanic that did work for our family. And he had a Texaco station, and it was obvious that he had a toupee for years and years. But when he got older, the sides of his hair grayed, but the toupee stayed the same.
So there was a proposal for you.
I'm curious, though. Don't you think that toupees should last almost indefinitely with care?
No. I've never invested yet, but here's what I want you to do.
All right.
I want you to do a dive. I'm in that. I don't want to go higher than $250.
All right.
If you, and I want you to find one, you send it to me. The show will purchase it for you.
Will you approve it?
I will approve a purchase.
Okay. Will you approve the actual toupee?
I have to approve the toupee.
Okay.
Because I know how you run, and,
No, don't run way.
Yeah, well, you'll send me a $12.95 visor with a Guy Fieri blonde wig on it.
Oh, yeah, hair attached to a hat? No.
No, that's the one that I saw that looked kind of cool. You be the judge.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think you have to be mindful of the size of your cranium as well.
Right? Which has actually, Mike, this is the weirdest thing. It has come down since my weight loss.
Okay, but you still have to be careful. So
you
it doesn't
do. You have
like,
to be mindful.
You know, you're walking around with a hockey puck with hair sticking on the top of your head.
No, what I want to look like, I want to look like Justin Bieber. I want to have a perfectly classic Justin Bieber.
You be the judge. You research it. Get it to me today. I'll buy it. We'll order it. You'll try it on the show.
Robert mentioned that he wanted to get his hair cut, and this actually stuck with me, like Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yeah, okay, well that's cool. I mean, he's got a neat look. That's fine. I don't know what that has to do with your toupee. Oh, I know what it is.
No,
you're gaslighting me. You're trying to.
No. I'm saying that's a good look. It's sort of short all over, but it's very kempt.
You can't get the Daniel Craig look because you look nothing like Daniel Craig. You want?
Well, I'm not trying to look like Daniel Craig. I'm just saying that's a good hairstyle to
do the research. Get me the information. You're a handful. Just get me the information, and we'll make
handful.
It so. You're a handful.
I'm
we'll
not.
Make it so.
I'm trying
Play
to
the
help.
Thing. I got to take a break. I got to take
the thing.
A break.
All right.
Oh my God! It
and
should
in
be
just
easy.
A few weeks. I'll look just like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, it'll be you and a full head of Chinese hair
that you can eat.
You did it first today. We'll take a break and come back with the round table. You are listening. The show is better. I'm sorry it is. We'll be right back.
This is such a dumb show.
It is. Hey, TMOS Store, everybody. Thank you for all your wonderful purchases. Bear with me here. I've got a...
It's a great time to go to the store. It's TMOSstore.com, and we've got two new items that are not only exciting, but limited edition. And you have a limited amount of time to buy them. So don't put it off. Do it today. Do you realize there's only 5 more days to buy the Don't Get Happy t-shirt? Mike,
they're,
that's crazy.
Navy blue. They've got gold lettering, and they're now available. If you want to be a member in good standing of the TMOS DGH Society, you need this official apparel. Striking navy blue and gold, available in all sizes. Also available in a lady's V-neck. These shirts are roomy, breathable, moisture-wicking, and have posi-charge technology, which is nice. That's thin fabric that you can wear in the hot weather. And it's going to be a hot summer. That's what they're predicting. So visit our store, open 24 hours, but these shirts are only available until April 30th. Plus, pick up
Five
a Mike
days.
O'Mara Show koozie, like the one I'm drinking from right now. There's your koozie.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara Show right there. Hurry
you
up.
You can see
and
it in the graphic. It's got a Diet Coke. Are you also drinking a Diet Coke?
I am indeed.
Lovely.
Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, Rob.
That's right. If you don't buy it, we won't sell it.
There it is. Thank you very much.
Hey, look
and
at the
Oz,
Kraken.
And Oz, I have to ask you, Oz, as the Kraken is playing. Oz, a new way for people to get the bonus show information on the MikeO'MaraShow.com website. They go to bonus show, correct?
Yep. Nice and simple. Click
nice
bonus
and simple.
Show.
That's right. Simple.
You can also now purchase the individual episodes.
Individual episodes.
Oh, that's great.
Tab.
Of the bonus show. Can be purchased. Can be yours. You can eat.
And if the bonus show label proves to be too difficult, we're going to change the button next week. It'll just say, duh.
Stop it. What?
Any issues, they should email support at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Support at MikeO'MaraShow. Duh. Stop it. Be kind.
Mike, Silly. All right? It's just being silly. That's
it's all. Not being silly. You're disparaging our listeners. I will not have it. I will not have it on this show, Mr. Man.
All right.
All right. So we start today. What are we starting today? Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore might have an issue. We know last time we were talking about him was the whole Richard Simmons thing.
Hey, buddy.
He might want to give up on that Richard Simmons biopic because Richard made it crystal clear yesterday that he is not on board because he has his own plans. Richard tweeted, quote, "I just read that a man that I don't know is writing my biopic starring Pauly Shore. I do not approve this movie. I am in talks with major studios to create my own biopic with some help. Wait for this movie." Okay, Richard.
Well, you know, but this is the first time he's really come out with a direct statement.
Yeah.
So maybe this will shut it down.
He also issued a statement through his publicist saying, quote, "The Pauly Shore biopic does not have my blessing. Some major studios are interested with me being involved in my story. Who should play me? Tom Cruise, LOL. Well, here's the deal. I mean, he's a public figure. You can make a movie about a public figure without his permission.
You can do it, but he's saying, please don't go see this movie. Wait for the other one. And I think that it'll be good because the one I've read that Pauly is doing is an action film.
Superhero. Yeah. Candy Striper Shorts transformed into a mutant. Another no is coming from Owen Wilson, who said no when the director of an O.J. Simpson movie dangled a pretty massive check in front of his face. Joshua Newton says he offered Owen Wilson $12 million to play Douglas McCann, a real-life attorney who got wrapped up in various conspiracy theories during O.J.'s 1995 murder trial. Newton says Owen backed out after he read the whole script and realized that it suggested O.J. was innocent. Owen supposedly told him, quote, "If you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how O.J. didn't do it, you got to be kidding me." The movie's actually been in development for 9 years, and not much of it has been shot yet. But Newton did release a brief teaser, I watched it, of O.J., played by actor Boris Kodjo in The Electric Chair, and it's just a very weak trailer that doesn't show you anything, and I have
O.J.
no idea.
O.J. was never in The Electric Chair.
No, but it was something about they're persecuting me or something. I don't know.
I think, you know what?
I'm not going to talk about
it. A lot of people watch that miniseries, The People versus O.J.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I think we're past it now, and the man's dead. So who cares?
Dead. Dead, Dom. Dead. He's gone. Gone. Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department seems like every day we have a new update. Just dropped Friday. It's already set a new Spotify record. It became the first album to ever surpass 1 billion, with a B, streams within 1 week.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God. What would it be like if I could sell 1 billion Don't Get Happy Society t-shirts?
Or a billion koozies.
Wouldn't that be a billion koozies? That's all I want. A billion stickers.
That's all you want.
Man can dream.
And a billion drones.
A kid would
drones.
Never be late for school if I sold a billion stickers.
You'd buy I'd the school.
Him. I'd buy the school and I'd fly him there. From a house in another state. I wouldn't live in Florida.
Mike, all you have to do is first set your target at a million. And then
I don't
do
target.
That
I'd buy Target too.
Would you?
Yeah, and I'd fill it with Russian videos.
That would be the new name. Spotify, if you just sell a million stickers 1,000 times, that's all you got to do.
1,000 million.
That's
a billion.
Mm-hmm.
This is after the album became Spotify's most streamed album in a single day with more than 300 million streams. Her song Fortnite with Post Malone also became the most streamed song in a single day, but Spotify didn't say how many streams it had. So Taylor's rocking it, by God.
Have you streamed the entire album yet? Do you do Spotify?
I don't, and I have listened to one part of one song. You know?
Yeah, so you're part of it.
Look, there's no time when I'm watching tanks get blowed up real good.
I understand.
That's it. Here are 8 bad habits that make us age faster. I'll go from 8 to 1.
Thank you.
Number 8, not brushing your teeth. There might be a link between gingivitis and heart disease, but you had gingivitis, didn't you?
That's really just itis means irritating, and
but you
gingiva,
had gum disease.
Yeah, and I had to get it corrected. I don't have it any longer.
But also, it's also just not a very youthful look to have teeth rotting under your face. Number seven, bad sleep. Look, I don't know if I'm ever going to get help for it from a prescription or whatever, but I do wake up usually too early, like 3:30, 4:30, and sometimes I can get back to sleep, sometimes I can't, and I hate it.
Is that driven by urinary urgency?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But I usually, you know, if I force myself to, I can slide back in and get another, but I hate breaking it up. I'd like to go straight through the night.
Yeah, so true,
Number six is chronic stress. Long-term stress limits your body's ability to repair itself. Too much booze is number five, damages your cells and accelerates the aging process. Number four, not exercising. We lose muscle and bone density as we age. Number three, a bad diet, processed food and stuff. Is the buzzer all for things you've done?
Things that sort of apply to me, yes.
Here's one for me. Number two, too much sun. I do put a pile of Carla's sunscreen on me, but, you know, I do think about some of the guys that are down there that I play with that are out there, and I know they don't screen up as much as they should.
Why don't you golf at night?
Because they don't have the lights installed yet. Yes. And what do you think the number one is? This is easy. Number one thing that ages you.
Probably doing a podcast.
No, it's a habit. It's a vice.
Smoking?
Smoking, number one. Course, congratulations, Rob Spiewak. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And you can see it
with people.
I can tell when I don't even know if they're smokers or not. I can look at their face and go, uh-huh. They probably, because they're all craggy.
You see it, watch 1970s TV.
Yes.
And
with a 40-year-old guy that looks like he's 70.
Archie Bunker was like 35 when he started.
Yeah. Absolutely. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg had a news conference yesterday. If you want a smarter guy.
He was your pick for president.
I still would love to see him. He is so smart. Mm-hmm. He is so prepared. He is so well-read. He is so knowledgeable about the issues. And he's running the transportation department. Yeah. And he announced that within 6 months, airlines will be required to comply with new rules, which will require cash refunds for cancellations and long delays as an expansion of passenger rights. But you won't get $300 for a one-hour delay. Here's how it'll work.
Okay.
Passengers will be entitled to a refund if their flight is canceled or significantly changed, and they do not accept alternative transportation or travel credits. Makes sense. This includes airlines changing your itinerary before the day of your trip. The delays covered would be more than 3 hours for domestic flights and more than 6 hours for international flights. This includes tickets purchased directly from airlines or travel agents or third-party sites like Expedia or Travelocity. To be clear, you get the refund if you don't take the later delayed or rescheduled flight. You can't get the delayed flight and get a refund. It doesn't work like that. You know, they're not trying to screw the airlines.
No.
So if your flight is canceled and they're able to put you on a flight the next morning, if you opt to take it, that's accepting alternative travel. If they screw you up so bad that the delayed or canceled flight results in you canceling a trip, you get your money back right away.
Makes sense. You know what?
And it's actually cash. It's not like using another flight, which I've done before, where they put it in the kitty because they're never going to lose their money. That's the way
they do it. I think that is actually quite fair, and I love the fact that airlines at airports are going to have to start keeping cash.
Yeah. Well, it's cash in
I
that
know. They'll probably credit
money.
It.
Well, yes. I mean, they're going to hand you 20s. It's not going to work like that.
20, 40, the, 60, 81.
The DOT also is requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours. I love this.
This
is going to make them up their game, which they need to do. And the new rules also force airlines to refund you for extra services you specifically paid for and didn't get, like Wi-Fi, premium seat selections, and in-flight entertainment. Hello. Yes,
that's great.
Passenger
that's a big
rights.
Step. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Secretary Buttigieg. We appreciate
it.
And now, our final story today. Play the thing, for God's sake. There you go.
Better.
Announcing a breakup to friends, family, colleagues, and casual acquaintances can almost be as stressful as the end of the relationship itself. But on one content creator's website, she discovered an inventive and bold new way to share the news. Diana Martinez. She's a 28-year-old. She went viral after creating a flyer announcing her split from her partner of 6 years, which she sent to a group chat with her closest friends. A full-ass, printed-up flyer, digitally enhanced, and put up wherever they got it. Okay. Attention, it says on the flyer, "We broke up," reads the graphic, which was shared in a clip with 4.4 million views.
Wow.
Yes. And then it goes on to say, "Yes, it was his fault. No, we are never, ever getting back together. I require 2 to 3 weeks for any further questions. You don't have to block him. I'm indifferent." Martinez told Newsweek that she knew it was time to tell pals, but wasn't ready to do the explaining. Her flyer also asked for privacy, but now she is healing and thriving in the months after the split in November. "It was truly for the best," she said. And I guess it was not a marriage. It was a boyfriend. And
yeah.
I know nothing about public displays of breakups. Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, that hurt. That was next to the breakup itself, that was the worst part.
Sounds to me, if she puts the fact on the flyer that it was his fault, she may be a bitch on wheels.
Oh, Rob Spiewak, send the letters to him, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break.
Seemingly, you know.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, draft night in America. Yeah. If you have some killer ink, I just found out about an awesome new product. It's called Task Rabbit, our brand new sponsor.
Mad Rabbit. Not TaskRabbit.
TaskRabbit is when they have you hire people to do things.
Well, I hired TaskRabbit to give me a tattoo.
If you have some killer ink, I just found out about an awesome new product. Our new sponsor, Mad Rabbit.
Yes.
Mad Rabbit is committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and preserve tattoos. All delivered directly to your door. It was founded by two friends who love tattoos. Their hero product, the Tattoo Bomb, preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients, and it's effective on both new and old tattoos and all skin types. Rob, what about your lovely daughter, Julia, who's inked up?
She can't stop using it because not only is it helpful in preservation of the sunscreen, she just loves the way it smells and feels. It's a wonderful product. So you
got to
try it.
You got the tattoo sunscreen, you got the soothing gel, tattoo lotion, and more. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. They've preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use promo code TMOS25, you will receive 25% off. Pay attention. That's a different code. 25% off when you head to madrabbit.com/TMOS25, ladies and gentlemen. Mad Rabbit. You're going to love them just like we do. Yes. That's TMOS25. And you heard it here. Mad Rabbit. We appreciate that. All right. Big night. My son and I are very, very excited. It's the draft. He's got football practice tonight, and then it is on to told him he could stay up a little later.
He's not eligible, is he?
No, not for the draft yet.
Okay, all right.
He isn't even being scouted. I can't believe they're missing this opportunity.
That's weak.
This will be probably, I want to say, the New York Giants picking sixth. If they stay at that place, we'll draft probably about 9 o'clock. They say it starts at 8, but isn't it like all things NFL where it's really not going to start right at 8? It's going to start
with
all the hype and all the crap.
You're going to be dissatisfied with the broadcast because it takes too long for what you get.
I know you don't follow the football game as much as
I do. I know this. The Commanders have second pick overall.
They have second pick. You say I will be disappointed in the telecast, which I know I will be.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that. Do you think, in your heart of hearts, that I will be disappointed in the choices that my team makes tonight?
Yes.
You do?
Of course you will.
Well, no, not every... Sometimes you get the crowd going nuts, and sometimes you get the crowd screaming at the top of their lungs, you know?
Here is the thing, Mike. If you're not disappointed tonight, you will be disappointed in a few months.
Really?
Yeah, because you... I don't think that they can do one first-round draft pick is not going to fix the whole team, is it?
No, but I mean,
I don't think if the Commanders grab a quarterback, they're going to all of a sudden go into the bowl. It's part of a building process. And I do remember this had to have been 20 years ago when WJFK was the flagship station of then the Washington Redskins. And we did a live broadcast of the actual draft.
Right.
We did it from FedEx Field, opened up so people could come see it and listen to the draft on the speakers. And after about 45 minutes of the broadcast, Larry Michael had run out of filler. We just had nothing
it's
to
tough.
Say. It is.
But look, everybody just wants their team. If you want the order of the 2024 NFL draft, number one, the Carolina Panthers. This is without trades. If there's a trade going on, you know, I stand corrected. Rob's right. Number two, the Washington Commanders. Number three, the New England Patriots. Then at number four, your Arizona Cardinals. And then at number five. What? Oh, this is a mock draft. Oh, F you. God, I hate this stuff. Hold on.
You it was a ruse.
You left out a bunch of stuff.
Oh, hey.
I'm trying to get it right now.
So
right,
that's their feeling that perhaps the
updated
Giants will trade?
NFL draft order.
Okay,
that's 2021. All I want from the NFL is to go to a goddamn website and get something simple. For the love of God. Oz, do you know the order by any chance? I put him on the spot.
I know the Giants are six.
Six. That's why, and I screwed it up because I thought it was. I thought it was different. I left out about. This is why this is not sports radio. This is why I should not do anything ever to do with sports.
Mike,
I'm going to get
the NFL is an opponent. They just want your money and their viewership. They don't expect you to like go in knowing anything.
I will give you the top ten.
Thank you.
No, this is another mock draft.
Oh, stop it!
Bears don't get the first two, do they? Do the Bears get the first two picks?
No.
What
year is this? 1950?
Well, I guess it's 2024 and they're doing all this speculation. F it. I don't give a shit. I'm sorry.
I
could care less. I could care less about
Are you not going to watch it now?
I'm not going to watch it tonight. It's too many talking heads, too much overanalysis. F you and your families too.
See, I predicted you would be disappointed.
Damn it. All I'm trying to find is, and there are graphics and mock and blaggy blaggy.
I bet you find a few ads when you look too. DraftKings.
Would you like some help?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Bears, Commanders.
Yes.
Patriots.
Yes.
Cardinals.
Yes.
Chargers.
Yes.
Giants at six.
Yes.
Titans, Falcons, Bears at nine, Jets at 10.
Very good. There it is.
That was excellent.
That's the great and powerful Oz with his little voice that was talking to us just then.
Hey,
thank you very much.
A little voice, but big information.
Customer service is rocking and rolling. Thank you very much. And every day we're listening to you and we're doing our best to improve it. And for you t-shirt lovers out there, buy a t-shirt to say thank
Please.
You. We'd appreciate that. We'll take a break. When we come back, I have no earthly idea because the draft has screwed up my mojo in totality.
Mike, for the next break, go to NFL.com and that will dictate what we do in the segment.
Very, very exciting. Much hype can we get? We'll be right back, everybody.
You said the Bears had two picks.
That's a mock draft. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Liquid IV. Liquid IV. We love Liquid IV.
It's the Bears again.
Warm weather. Yes, the Bears have 12 picks in the first round. Warm weather is on the way. You need hydration that keeps up with every moment. A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration into extraordinary hydration with these fantastic electrolytes, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Plus, 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV does it all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, soy. You should try these great flavors. White peach, green grape, lemon lime. I love them all. You will too. Just tear, pour, and live more. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. 20% off your first order using the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
This just in, the Bears have drafted William Refrigerator Perry in the first round.
Thank you. Just let's get to it and tell me about, do you want to talk about the hot new trend or what you said, smishing?
Smishing, we can, smishing will wait. It's a good warning, but I want to talk about this. Are you familiar with a hot trend that you and I could not participate in called speech fasting?
Speech fasting? I am not. I have not heard of that.
All right. There is a new trend called speech fasting where people do not talk until noon.
Well, that would
they get
that
up
would put
and
a
they do not talk.
On us. You know, that and it would was be very, well, very difficult.
It's a viral thing because a European singer, of course, did a TikTok video and she said to protect.
Now, why do
the
you
voice,
say European singer, of course?
Well, I'm saying that it start. What I meant, the of course, it started on social media because it's a silly thing. What
I thought you were saying that because of your hatred for foreigners.
No, I like some European nations.
What nations do you like?
I like France.
Isolate that one. I might have to put that in the soundboard. Yes.
Yeah. France is nice. And because of you, I like Ireland. I think Ireland is nice. Yeah. Thank you. Click. And Poland.
Pop, click, pop, pop, click.
Okay. What I meant to say is this started, of course, on social media, period. Yeah. Hard stop. Right. It was started by a European singer who says that it takes care of her instrument. But they have found that a study in 2005 linked prolonged periods of silence with lowered blood pressure. And that's if you don't talk until noon every day. Do you think it's feasible in the world of business? I don't. I mean, you need to talk, right?
I practiced this on weekends for, well, not weekends entirely, but Saturdays for multiple years. And it was not due to any other thing but a hangover, where I would not say a word until I got out of bed at like 11. And then by the time I spoke, it was probably noon. You know, I think that's
so.
That's
but that's okay. That's not true speech fasting. That's just one day a week.
Yeah. But if you do it, you're supposed to do it daily for a long period of time.
Yeah. And it says here that it helped to reduce.
Were you reading it? Were you reading it?
Yeah. Well, Mike, it's a story.
Did you come to rehearsal or did you look at it before the show started?
I looked at it. I just want to make sure I get this right. It helped to reduce levels of the stress hormone cortisol. So it actually lowers your blood pressure, lowers your stress. But here's the thing. It says in mice, it has been shown to promote brain growth. But how do you get a mouse to not talk?
This is true. Can't chat. You can't test that.
You really can. I guess if you isolated them, they have no one to talk to. But
well, they also have human tests that they've done. We have a tape of one of the humans being worked on right now. Listen.
Do you ever have egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or cheese praters.
Can you say egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin. Yeah.
That was early.
Do you ever have egg McMuffin?
Yeah, that's it.
You know what's underrated in that is sometimes we have cheese praters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cheese praters.
But you know what? I wonder if speech fasting would work if you did it at the end of the day, because I remember when we used to do a much longer show, 4 hours, when you get home, you were done talking. You didn't want to talk anymore. And so maybe you could speech fast at night. Did you ever come home and just like say, I'm done. I don't want to talk anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I you know, we went through a lot of upheaval on the show where I was quiet all day long. I was really feeling horrible and I was really depressed and I shut down and I don't shut down very often. But another time you shut down for me, this is pathetic.
What?
I'm on the golf course if I'm just sucking up the joint and I was with a guy yesterday. I played with a guy, one of my buddies that had the same thing going on, and you just want to crawl away. You want to crawl away, and you certainly don't want to speak. And
but you're
it's
committed
just
to finishing. You have to finish the game, right?
But if you have to, well, you always have to finish. If it's a team game, you got a team. It's called protecting the field. You're in a money game. You got to play. But if you got a chatty Cathy, and you're having a crappy round, and you just want to shut the hell up, it's the worst. I totally didn't. Your father, when you were growing up, didn't he want you to speech fast quite often?
Well, yeah, there was a game we played. I don't know that it was necessary to bring it up now, but it was called the Be Quiet game. And it was mostly in cars on long car trips. Okay. And you won by not talking.
It's exciting. It's
exciting. I didn't win very often.
Well, try it at home.
Mike, what I think is cool is that when you get quiet on the golf course because you're not playing well, that's almost like an innate reaction to lower your stress level. You may not even realize you're doing it. If you don't talk, you are going to lower your blood pressure and lower your stress level.
Not quite sure I'd agree with that. I really don't think. I think you got your statistics wrong there, Robbie.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it could happen. It could happen.
Are you familiar with the term seethe?
Yeah. I am.
Yeah. Hey, let's open it. Do you have music for your mailbag? Do you have, because I know you've got some
mail items. Actually, Mike, you know, I'm bringing back an old favorite for the mailbag. This is one that I do enjoy, and we haven't played it in some time. Just, I'm just not sure where I put it. Aha! You remember this.
Now, we have told people that we are going to be periodically bringing back your correspondence to the show, and that's Rob's mailbag. You can send your correspondence to Rob at MikeOmaraShow.com. Drop him an email. We also have a new TMOS address, 13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida, 33907. And Carla, go to the box today, please.
Mike?
Yes.
This one is from listener Sean Fahey in Salisbury, Maryland, and he writes, "Good morning. Based on Mike's description, this is when you saw a snake outside your home. Do you recall this?"
Yeah, I think it was and not a garter snake, but it was a black snake, probably a black racer.
That's what I, you know, it's funny called. You should say that. He says, "Based on Mike's description, it sounds like the snake was a racer or a rat snake."
Yeah.
This is an interesting group. There is an interesting group on Facebook called Snake Identification and a sister group called Snake Identification Discussion and Resources. People from all over the country post pictures of the snakes they find in the wild and the location.
By the way, second snake sighting for me in about a week and a half. One out in the bushes in back of the house, which was under the bush and ice and much fatter and bigger, but the same coloration as the little one that I had on my lawn.
Do you think it could be just an older version of the same snake?
No, what I think it was, no, because it was a week and a half. I saw the big one out. Michael and I throw the baseball out in the backyard, and sometimes the balls go into the bush. And Winslow went out of his mind one morning when I was walking him out there, and I saw just the body of the snake. I didn't go near it. I didn't want to. But then, like, less than a week later, the littler one. So it might be they've got a nest or some babies out there. I'm not sure.
I would. Is Winslow? Is he a hunting dog? Is he their breed?
He's a terrier. He goes nuts about stuff like that. If you see him with a rabbit outside, he will freeze. And that's. But I'm fascinated with snake identification. Difficult.
Join this Facebook group. He says it's a fun follow, and after a week or two, you can get pretty good at identifying them yourselves.
You know, that's an interesting idea. No.
You just said that you thought it was interesting. You could take a peek. You're not going to post it, though, are you?
No, you can go on the internet and identify it.
Eric from Baltimore writes, "Hey, guys.
Hi, Eric.
For the longest time, I hated Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon due to its overexposure on classic rock radio, but have learned to love this album now that it isn't being force-fed to me by lazy radio program directors. Are there any bands or albums that you hated when you were younger, but have been able to revisit with fresh ears and become a fan of?"
Boy, better question for you than me. I late in my radio career, when I took the job at a classic rock station,
yes,
and went back to playing music, and I've talked about it multiple times, that Kenny King, who I still consider a friend, the program director over there, and I, we had philosophical differences about the amount of music to play. I was a deep cuts person.
Yeah.
I go back as far back as a radio station we had in Washington, D.C. called WHFS, where they were founded on alternative rock. Alternative. That meant not just the hits. And, you know, back in the days of rock albums, you could get so much great stuff. And I still love deep cuts on albums from great artists like Aerosmith and Queen and the Rolling Stones.
It came up this week when you asked me about a particular Allman Brothers song that you never hear called Southbound.
Yeah.
Which is
Southbound
great, but you never hear it on the radio in a million years.
You never hear it on the radio, and he wanted 300 songs. Might sound like a lot, but it's not when you're programming a radio station for a whole day. I'm trying to think of albums that I know, because the hits are the hits. If you like the artist, you probably could like the album. What I don't like, and what hasn't changed, is overplayed hits on classic rock. The great example being Stairway to Heaven. But deep cuts on Led Zeppelin albums like Hangman.
Yes.
Love that. What about you?
I know that Oldies Radio has ruined the song for me, My Girl by The Temptations. If I never hear it again, that's fine. But as far as stuff that I've gone the other way on, came with my marriage. I used to hate the band REM. I found them whiny. I found them uninspired. And Carrie, when we married, was a big REM fan, even dragged me to a couple concerts. And after the first concert, now I am an REM enthusiast. I have their entire catalog. I think they're great.
What is the status of REM this
day? Not recording anymore. I think it was Bill Berry that had an aneurysm, so they can't tour as a group anymore. And I will also say that I was always aware of Duran Duran, but Carrie has gotten me to follow them more and really appreciate them musically.
And she's forward thinking in that respect, because Duran Duran, more legs than, if you had told me one of the bands that's iconic in this day and age, that's
still
had the
touring
legs,
and
still touring, I would have told you absolutely, unequivocally, no way. You know, another one that I would have said the same thing about is Depeche Mode.
Yes.
And I have seen the clips of their concerts to the extent where I would love to go to a Depeche Mode concert. If they're still touring. You always have to check with these older groups.
You got to check. But as far as Duran Duran, they are still touring. And I will say this, musically, they are as solid as any band I've ever seen live. Their bassist is incredible. And if you get a chance, especially, Mike, they're touring right now with Nile Rodgers and Chic. So it is a great, great double bill. If that concert lands in your area, go see it. And the last letter comes from the western part of the country, from a gentleman named Dirk. And it just says, hi, Carla.
Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. We have to take a break. And I know not that man you mentioned.
I don't either. Mysterious.
But thank you for the support. Hey, folks, send your letters to Rob, your emails, rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if you want to send anything else, snail mail, it is TMOS 13300 South Cleveland Avenue, Suite 56, Box 202, Fort Myers, Florida 33907. We'll be right back, everybody. All right, listen up. It's time to discover the transformative power of DermGlowSkin.com for weight loss. Witness the results. I'm really enjoying myself right now, enjoying the clothing, enjoying the fact that I get the nice comments. I've never felt better physically. DermGlowSkin.com streamlines weight loss management effortlessly. Simply take a quick quiz, consult with a doctor. If you qualify, you'll have your weight loss medication delivered directly to you. No insurance needed. Once you begin, expect continuous medical support, clinically proven ingredients, and tailored care. All supplies are included, so you can start immediately. Don't hesitate. This has changed my life. Isn't it time to shed up to 26% of your body weight? I'm living proof that it works. Stop the food noise. First thing that ever really worked consistently for me. Reclaim your true self. Get excited and reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She's dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com. Let's go!
Hello!
It's pretty obvious. You can go on Wikipedia, you can go anywhere and find out that every day is a national day for something, right?
Yep.
In pudding day, pizza day, something like that. Today is National Telephone Day. And it's kind of funny if you think back. Telephones have been around for most of our lives. I know, Mike, it was invented when you were very little. But
Mine's broken.
How'd you break it?
Well, I mean, I shattered the back.
Oh, well, that's not broken. That's just a... That's
it's actually quite an interesting little pattern. I'm not going to get it fixed.
No. Give them the money.
Right.
Screw off. Phone has always been around, and now it's more important that we have smartphones. But think back, Mike, to a day when the telephone being dialed was something that America had to learn. So for National Telephone Day, let us go back to 1936.
The local news of the week. At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this.
Hi there.
That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number.
Then light a cigarette.
For example, suppose you want to dial 23650. Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal.
There it is. That's the ringing signal.
If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
Mike, you ask where I found that? I watch it every morning.
Yes, 1936 telephone. I am the announcer.
Hey, announcer, do you also have a five-digit phone number?
I have a five-digit phone. And remember, dial it all the way around to the finger stop. I never knew what that was called. I always called it the thingy. Thank you, Rob. Do you
touch the numerals?
I do. Touch the numerals. Yes. Dial one. I had one.
Back to the real Mike.
I had one. Yeah. And I remember my original area code.
What was it?
203.
That means that you lived in a small market. Did you know that?
How come?
Because big markets got ones in the middle of their area code because it was faster to dial. Think of like New York, 212, or Los Angeles, 213.
The zero meant I lived in a small town.
Yeah, and Virginia, the worst, 703. By the time you do that, you probably just give up on the call.
Your brain fast. We're learning more about your brain every single day.
I have to apologize. I got the C.W. McCall thing wrong. He was partners with the guy that founded Mannheim Steamroller. He did not actually.
You gave him way too much credit, Charlie.
I did, but did you know that the character, and this is funny, that they actually refer to the lead singer of Convoy as a character, was created for a bread commercial, and that C.W. McCall, his real name escapes me, was actually a Clio award-winning ad guy.
Maybe a jingle writer or something like that?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's he did not create Mannheim Steamroller, but he was in on it. Let's say you're in your home, and it's funny because my grandfather used to work with dynamite when he was a kid because they'd blow stumps and stuff out of the ground, and you needed to get it. The place you bought dynamite in Washington, D.C. was at a florist, believe it or not. But dynamite seems to be a little more uncommon nowadays. And so this is in Utah, and a family found dynamite in their basement. So they called it in as a report. The wild thing about this is they chose to detonate it early in the morning. So the neighbors had to be wicked pissed.
Well, you see it there. That boom may have sounded like a firework, but authorities say it was actually tons of old dynamite that they found at a home in Holiday. They detonated those explosives starting just before 4 o'clock this morning.
But the investigation started long before the final result. Kara Bracken joins us to walk us through exactly how this all happened and what's next. Kara?
Good morning, Tamara, Laura. Yeah, we are now into the 6:30 that hour, and there is still so much smoke. You can smell it. It's thick in the air behind me there as they have been setting off those detonations earlier this morning, and they are still working, of course, on investigating everything. Now, we do know that this was something that was called in. They came in for the thought of explosives. Yes. They did not know that they were going to be sticks of dynamite, and they're not just saying a few sticks of dynamite. They're saying several sticks of dynamite, and they're calling it ancient. They say that from the information they're receiving, that this dynamite had been passed down for generations.
Those reporters always sound like they're just terrified somebody's going to cut them off? They want to get it all in.
Yeah, they want to get it all in. But the thing about that is that, first of all, she said several sticks, but the anchor said tons of dynamite that had been passed down. These are the people we need to watch. Why are you hoarding it?
Yeah. Yesterday on the show, I told you fiber optic cable being buried and underground here in the community. And they started at the end of the street, and they're working. As a matter of fact, the guys are right outside my house right now.
It was just being handed down, Mike. That's all I have for you today. You okay?
I got to end the show. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Mike, thousands of pounds of dynamite, but it's normal in Florida.
There is a hole in my garage door. And
to beat the band.
What is that? What the hell? Is that a toilet paper roll?
Right.
You have to leave now.
That will destroy your commode.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. Am I commode? We'll be back tomorrow with a bonus show. You can go and buy individual bonus shows now at MikeOMaraShow.com. You can also go and get all the information you need on bonus shows by going to the bonus show section. It just says bonus.
That's
on MikeOMaraShow.com. Our thanks to Oz. Our thanks to Rob Spiewak. And we'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow right here. You can eat. For Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.